You're listening to Wake Up with Patty Catter, where we're overcoming trials with triumphs. Now, here's your host, Patty Catter.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining me again this week. Today, I have Clay Clark on the show with me. Clay, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for allowing me to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So I usually don't talk politics on my show, but leading up to 2024, I find it very, very important, and I might as well use my platform, or if I don't, I'm part of the problem. So here we go. Yeah,
I will tell you this. I always tell people I'm an entrepreneur first, you know, and we can't be an entrepreneur if we don't have freedom. So that's kind of how I got involved in what I'm doing now. But I also share a universal dislike for all things politics for anybody out there that doesn't like politics.
Huh, interesting. Well, tell my listeners, let's start where you're from and how you grew up a little bit. And then I want to dive into this topic because I want people to really understand where you're coming from.
Well, I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I grew up very poor. Somebody says, how poor? Well, you know, there's certain people that push shopping carts and live under bridges poor. And then there's a different poor where you're on maybe food stamps or government assistance. And then there's different poor where your parents are working multiple jobs and the night shifts and doing what they can do to support the family. You know, somewhere in that mix, we weren't homeless and my parents did the best job they could to provide for us. I moved to Minnesota when I was 12. Our family moved to Minnesota when I was 12. And I remember being 15 years old and it occurred to me, I do not want to be poor anymore. And so I started a company, which later became a company called DJConnection.com. And DJConnection.com went on to become one of America's largest wedding entertainment companies. So it was it became a very successful company. I built multiple other businesses too. And I try to document those successes, not to build myself up, but just so people can verify that I'm not a charlatan and then I actually do what I say I do. So if you go to ThriveTimeShow.com, ThriveTimeShow.com, you can see all the success stories and all the businesses we built. But today, I drive my income. People pay me to help them grow their company. So I own my own businesses and I help people to grow theirs.
Ah, interesting. How do you do that?
Well, okay. What we'll do is let's pretend that you were our newest client we just took on last night. And this guy has a business that's based in New Jersey and he is in the health space. So he's a doctor. And he called me, he listens to our Thrive Time Show podcast. And he says, I went up there and I would want to become one of your clients. Well, we only take on 160 clients. And so I do a free 13-point assessment where I sit down and I determine the biggest limiting factor where this particular business owner is stuck. And so in his particular case, and I'll just kind of walk you through the steps, we analyzed the branding and his website was really terrible. His website, his logo, his print piece, everything that you could see, all of his branding was awful. Second, by his own, I asked people on a scale of 1 to 10, rate yourself, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. How good are you at marketing? And he said, I'm the worst. So this guy's bad at marketing, bad at branding. But sales, as it relates to sales, you know, the call scripts, responding to emails, booking appointments for this doctor guy. He also said, I'm pretty terrible. Well, then we get into the quality of delivering the service, delivering the care for the patients. He said, oh, I'm a 10. Patients love me. And that's where all my business comes from is word of mouth. People love my, you know, the care I provide, but I'm just terrible at customers. And then we went into accounting and his accounting was terrible. So what we had to do last night and what we're doing for him is we're building systems for every part of his business. And what I do, I don't want to bore anybody out there that's not a big fascinated by business, but I charge clients $1,700 a month and it's month to month. And typically we can double the size of a company in 12 months. That's kind of my average. And so if you go to ThriveTimeShow.com and you look at testimonials, you can see, although it is a month-to-month service, our average client is with us for 6 years or longer because we do the branding, the graphic design, the photography, the web development, the search engine optimization, the accounting, help them with some of their legal docs, the org charts, the workflows, hiring, everything. And so another, just to give you some real specific examples, Flyover Conservatives, they're a podcast that we've helped to increase their reach from a startup to millions per month. That's a podcast. It's called flyoverconservatives.com. You have PMH OKC. He's an outdoor home remodeling, outdoor living kind of guy. We grew his business from 600,000 a year to 400,000 a week. So it's, you know, from 600,000 a year to 400,000 a week, you know, so it's like I don't even know what that percentage is. It's very massive. And so maybe 45 times larger. And we just do this all day, every day. And I've been doing this since 2005. So once I built my first couple companies and sold them, people reached out and said, could you help me grow my business? And that's what I do. So it's very utilitarian, and we help people to scale their companies.
Wow, that is really incredible. I actually need to look into this.
Investments are free, and you can come to a workshop. By the way, if you're listening out there, we do a workshop, Patty, and this might be something you're interested in. The workshops, we let people name their price. So people are always shocked. They fly into Tulsa and they're going, you're real. This is your real office. There are real customers, real clients here. Because I guess there's a kind of an industry of smoke and mirrors and charlatans and all that. And I'm just a real business owner. So you can meet our real staff and our real employees. We do those every 2 months. I've been doing that since 2005. So it's 18 years of doing six a year. So we'd love to help you.
Wow, that's incredible. Wow, this wasn't even what the show was supposed to be about today. That's great. Wow. So, oh my goodness, we're totally going to change gears here, even though I don't want to, but we're leading up to 2024 elections. And let's talk about that a little bit, but you guarantee I'm going to be going back to your website and checking out all your business offerings.
Yeah, well, that's really where I would, prefer to put my focus. And I'm not saying this to name drop. I'm saying this so people can understand where the pin drops on the proverbial Google map. Okay, so what happens is Proverbs says, and I want to encourage everybody out there. I want to encourage people. The book of Proverbs, it's a book in the Bible. It's in favor of action. It's Proverbs, okay? It's in favor of action. And Proverbs talks about how a diligent person will stand before kings. What am I saying? It says, this is Proverbs 22, verse 29. It says, seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings, and he shall not stand before mean men. What does that mean? Most of the people that President Trump surrounds himself with are very diligent people. I never woke up one day and said, I would like to be around those people. That didn't happen. I actually wanted Ben Carson to be our president. And I voted for Ben Carson, and Ben Carson lost in the primary. So President Trump was the candidate, and I voted for President Trump. It wasn't a reluctant vote, but it wasn't my first choice. And President Trump did what he said he's going to do. So every day, every week, every month, I started becoming more and more a fan of what he was doing. I'm not talking about, I like his personality too, but I don't really care about that in politics. I care about the actual actions that people take, just like in business. I've met some very attractive men and women who have no idea what they're doing with their company. And I have met some people, you meet them and you're like, I don't know if this guy bathes regularly, who have a multi-million dollar company. So I don't judge a book based on its cover. I don't judge people based upon their branding. But President Trump was a guy that he won me over time. Well, as I saw the lockdowns and quarantines and all the things happen, I don't want to get you banned off of YouTube. But the point is, I told my wife, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sue the mayor of Tulsa if they do a lockdown here, and I'm going to turn my building into a church. Not in search of fame, not looking for another job, So I sued the mayor of Tulsa, turned my building into a church. Next thing you know, we're having thousands of people oftentimes watching our Thursday night services. And if you go to rumble.com and you search for Remnant Church, no exaggeration, last week, 20,000 people watched our church service. And there's like 75 people here, but there's like 20,000 people watching. It's crazy. And at one of the town halls or one of our Thursday church services, I met General Flynn. He came to one of the events and he came to endorse a pastor in Tulsa who was running for Senate. And he and I connected, and I just felt like this tractor beam, like you're watching Star Wars and Luke and Han Solo. They're stuck in the tractor beam, and they're trying to pull out, but they can't because the Death Star is too strong. And so they, if you don't watch Star Wars, that's okay. But it's like this pull, and so I told my wife, I said, I feel like I'm supposed to call him and do an event where we share the truth about the Great Reset and contrast that to reawakening to God in the biblical principles that made our country great and that we need to live by. And she said, well, you should call him. And I was like, I don't know. Okay, I'll do it. I'm not a procrastinator. I'm an action guy. So I called him, and without any hesitation, he said, absolutely. But it has to be focused on getting people back to God. And I'm going, what? So that's how it happened. And I let people name their price. And before this, you know, I used to organize 4,000 events a year. So I know some people that get stressed out about organizing a wedding or a graduation or a party. I used to do 4,000 events a year with my company, DJConnection.com. 4,000 weddings a year. Pray for my soul. So I used to do these events. And so it's very easy for me to organize events. I just think in terms of like timesheets, run sheets, spreadsheets, checklists. That's just how I think. And so we did the first event, 7.1 million people streamed it, and 5,000 people were in attendance. Over 50,000 people requested tickets to that first event. And I thought we were done. Thought, we did it. Woo! Woo! Well, General Flynn calls me and says, hey, that was awesome. It's good. I said, well, thank you. He says, let's do one more in Tampa. I said, okay. So we had about 8,500 people attend, millions of people streamed. And I thought, woo! We did it. I thought we're done. We did it. Woo! Because I let people name their price and I lose money on these. And then he calls me and says, hey, let's do one more. Now, that's happened 20 times. So now, you know, my day consists of, you know, speaking to wonderful people like Devin Nunes and Peter Navarro. I just spoke to him this morning. Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Cash Patel, General Flynn. And they're all just wonderful people that are diligent people that are trying to save the country. And so much like we've all found ourselves invited to a party where we really didn't feel like we should be there. Maybe it's a little too formal or it's you're kind of like, uh-oh, I don't know if I fit in here. You know, that's kind of where I'm at with my life right now. I'm organizing these events, and I'm just trying to share the truth about what's going on. My passion has always been business, but I'm finding that, you know, you can't have a business that's open in a communist country. So I'm trying to save this republic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I live in the great state of Florida, so we didn't really have a problem here. Yeah. So interesting. I've met General Flynn and was at Mar-a-Lago for a movie premiere a while back. And they're doing great things. You know, I know it's so controversial that, you know, you mentioned Trump and now, you know, with the race getting ready to really get heated and figure out also what's going on with Trump. We have DeSantis, a lot of DeSantis supporters as well. So it's really interesting. All I know is the current president needs to go. That's for sure. So tell us what happens at this Reawaken America event, because I was looking at it and it looks like this huge, like a concert, a whole bunch of just like a revival all mixed into one.
Yeah, I will say this too. By the way, I want to comment on the Ron DeSantis thing briefly. I think what the job that Ron DeSantis did in his governor, by and large, from what I know and what I've seen and what I've read, and I feel like I'm pretty informed. I feel like he did a good job. I don't have any pushback on that. What I find is a thing called loyalty. So let me just give you an example of how I would define this. If I was on your show today, and you said to me, Clay, I'm going to have you on for 30 minutes, and I need you to just out of you didn't say this, but I'm just saying if you did, you said, hey, by the way, please don't talk about ABC 123 because, you know, I have a sponsor that also does that. You didn't say that, but I'm just saying if that happened and I go, oh, absolutely. And then I immediately hop on your show and start talking about the direct competitor of one of your little sponsors. That would be odd. Or if, you know, you go out to dinner with somebody and, you know, you are very clear who's going to pay for the meal. And then you decide to not pay for the meal after you said you would pay for the meal. There's a certain order that one must follow to maintain a civil society or relationships and trust. And I'm a big loyalty guy. And from what I understand, I happen to know the Trumps well, so I'm just telling you from what I understand, is Ron DeSantis was trailing deeply in the polls. And I can speak to Oklahoma because I know that better. But I know in Oklahoma, Governor Stitt was not doing well, and he reached out to Trump for an endorsement. Oklahoma's governor, Kevin Stitt, and Trump gave it to him. And then immediately Ron DeSantis and Stitt are doing an event in Oklahoma together that would indicate that they've shifted their loyalty that Stitt has shifted his loyalty from Trump to DeSantis, although he just begged for a Trump endorsement. So I just think that if I was speaking to Ron DeSantis, if I could speak into his brain, I would say, you're doing a great job as governor. Do that. Support Trump, get him back in there, the guy who started the Make America Great Again movement, and then set yourself up. So if you have aspirations or you feel like calling on your life to be a president or to be the president, then we could have a continuity of thought, meaning that we could have, you know, 12 more years of Make America Great Again. So that would be my hope and my prayer. And that's kind of how I look at it. I'm sorry to rabbit trail there. I just wanted to address that.
No, that's kind of what I'm thinking too, because I would rather have Trump and then a DeSantis after Trump.
Yeah. Now, as far as our events, what I do is I call, if you were to come to Tulsa and put up with me for a day, if you were to shadow me like a fly on the wall and you're watching what I do, a lot of what I do is not within the social norms that people have. So my house and my office are very close to each other. And I live on like a 40 acre, sort of like a hobby farm. And so it's not unusual to, like yesterday, we had the power go out in Oklahoma, big storms. So I have members of my staff living at my house right now. And that's not weird in my world, because business and work and business are the same conversation. So when I do the Reawaken America Tour events, that's how I think. I don't do well with silos. I don't do well with, well, we're going to have a medical conference, and then next week we're going to have a comedy event for conservatives, and then the next week we're going to have a praise and worship event. And then I just like, let's put all that together. So you have Jim Brewer, you have Roseanne, you know, comedians, you have Sean Foyt, praise and worship leader, Jimmy Levy. Then on the Trump Center Circle, you have Peter Navarro, Cash Patel, General Flynn. Down the medical side, you have Dr. Peter McCullough, the late, great Dr. Rasha Batar, may he rest in peace, the late, great Dr. Zelenko, may he rest in peace, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Carrie Madej. I mean, some of the leading people there. And because I seek the truth, we've had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. come speak at our events. I mean, I can go on and on, but the idea is that you have 70 speakers over 2 days and just nothing but truth. And if you've ever been to a CPAC or an RNC event, their energy is that of it's very sponsored. So if you are out there today and you don't know what I mean, there are big sponsors. They say, ladies and gentlemen, our next speaker is sponsored by, or the next break is sponsored by, and there's ads everywhere, sponsor, sponsor, sponsor. And those sponsors that are paying for advertisement, they don't want you to talk about the certain things. As an example, if you watch Fox News, you'll watch Fox News. Fox News, tonight at Fox News, we're exposing the corruption of Big Pharma, sponsored by Pfizer. And you're going, what? If you watch the Grammys, it's like, Sam Smith and Madonna will attempt to conjure up demonic spirits while being sponsored by Pfizer. You know, so you have that. So I let people name their price, and I don't have any sponsors, which is the key to losing a lot of money. But if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you request a ticket, the next one we're going to is Las Vegas, Nevada, August 25th and 26th. And because of the subjects, I mean, if you were to ever speak at one of our events, I would say, Patty, you have 15 minutes. Only share the truth. Please cite your sources. Beyond that, it's your world. So I don't tell people what to say. So I'm always slightly terrified because I don't know what they're going to say. And then I do reserve the right to not invite people to come back and speak if they ever say something that isn't cited or isn't vetted, isn't true. But right now, we're headed into Las Vegas, Nevada. And shockingly, it always happens every time, hotels and churches don't want us there. They say it's a reputational risk. So I now have to build a massive indoor air-conditioned facility in the desert in August. So right now we have just under 1,000 tickets remaining. And that's my pro tips for losing a lot of money every time, because these events typically cost about $500,000 to put on every event. And we let people name their price. And I do that because I know what it's like to be poor. I get it. So if you're out there and you're like, how much is it? You can literally pay whatever price you want to pay. Now, if you want to buy a VIP, that'd be great. You know, we have those. If you want to, you know, that's great. But we let people name their price, and it's been what I feel like we're supposed to do. I don't feel like my focus right now is supposed to be on profiteering. It's on just sharing the truth. And I want to give credit where it's due. I feel like God was impressing upon me, make sure you keep the main thing the main thing. So we don't take on any sponsors, although they've all reached out to us. I don't allow you to pay to speak. At most conferences, you can pay for a stage time. You can't do that with ours. I don't do teleprompters. I don't censor the speakers. I let you name your price. And so I think there's a purity to that, Patty. Mm-hmm. And I think people pick up on it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've been podcasting for 17 years. And rarely have ever had a sponsor. And when I have, it's those who do not care what happens on the show. And I can be a testament of, you don't want to be limited on what you can talk about. And a lot of times Christianity or anything to do with God is super, you're super limited on what you can discuss. And So kudos to you. I'm sure that you are, you know, God's taking care of you. That's happened in our life. You know,
yeah.
It always works itself out. Things always work itself out. So
well, what's happened is, and I'll just give you an example of a miracle, a press report on that. You know, we had a lady called me. I won't mention her name because she wanted to keep this private. And that's why I really respect what she did. But she said, how much are you losing on this event? I said, well, currently we're down about $100,000. It's just a little over. And she said, how much over? And I said, well, it's $103,000 over so far. Like, that meaning the expenses exceed the revenue. And she says, do you promise you won't mention my name? I said, yeah, absolutely. She goes, I feel like God wants me to donate $100,000 to pay for ABC 123. So now you only have a $3,000 deficit. And I said, I'm not asking for that. She said, that's just what I feel like I need to do. But the only restriction is I don't want anyone to know I did it. And I said, really? I mean, this isn't a person wanting stage time. They're not asking for speaking time. That was a big one. We had another person that called me. She says, my husband has died and I have terminal cancer and I feel impressed to buy tickets for people that deserve a VIP ticket, but they can't afford it. So I would like to buy 10 VIP tickets every event. I said, so you want me to charge you $5,000 for tickets to attend an event that you can't go to because you have terminal cancer and you can't get there? She goes, yes. And I met her for the first time at the last event. She's been doing this for multiple events and she finally was able to get to one. And again, I mean, that's the sort of salt of the earth people that are out there. And but again, it requires faith to take that first step. And to quote Martin Luther King Jr., by the way, who was fantastic. And again, not a perfect person, by the way. If you look at the apostles, they weren't perfect. I mean, Paul used to feed Christians to lions before, you know, his name was Saul before becoming Paul and writing books in the Bible. Think about this. The guy who wrote the majority of the New Testament used to feed Christians to lions before seeing the light and becoming Paul. He used to be Saul. But Martin Luther King Jr. writes, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. And I think that's what it is. You know, so Eric Trump, General Flynn, they tell me, we'd like to go to Vegas in August. Okay, great. What day? And they tell me. And I have no idea where it's going to be, where people are going to stay. And I just have to, so I start looking for a venue. And every time we do it, that's the challenge. That is the challenge. And then after that, it becomes the accommodations. And after that, it becomes the expenses. And after that, it becomes the promotion. And there's so much there to it. But I can tell you, these events are really energizing a lot of people. And again, open invitation to you and your listeners. If you ever want to come to an event, we allow all the media to set up a media booth with no charge. There's no media booth placement if you ever wanted to be there. And then also for media, we try to give you backstage passes so you can meet a lot of the speakers and, you know, use your discernment to figure out who you want to interview and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Incredible. Where can people find tickets? Where can they go buy their tickets?
We have kind of an unusual process because of unusual times. Okay. So if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can request a ticket. And well, I say request because we've had some nefarious people who are part of nefarious organizations that have tried to buy tickets to these wonderful events. And so we have a list. It's crazy. We live in these times, a list of people we can't allow to the event. And then once you buy a ticket, you have to bring your ID to get in. And security is really intense on that. So, you know, at every event, we've had no issues inside the event, but we've had probably, I don't know, 10 to 20 people per event we've had to deny entry to or kick out outside. Or, you know, Oregon was probably the most challenging one. But, you know, that's the process. So, again, you have to go to timetofreeamerica.com. You request a ticket, and then we'll call you. And then we don't ask you a lot of invasive things, but your credit card has to match your name, and then it has to match the ID that you bring.
Good. Good. It's about time we turn those tables. Huh.
Yeah, it has to happen. It has to happen. Yeah. You said you've been podcasting for 17 years.
I have. I started in 2007.
Woo! Well, have you been following this gentleman called the Podfather? Because you I don't know if you're this Adam Curry, you know, a lot of people call him the Podfather because he's one of the first podcasters, the inventor of a lot of the podcaster technology. And he was on Glenn Beck the other day talking about giving his life to Christ. And it's pretty awesome because this is a guy who's been seeking the truth for a long time. And to hear him completely team up with Team Christ is awesome. And again, if anybody hasn't seen that interview, he's been podcasting since the very beginning, but his name's Adam Curry. And his interview on Glenn Beck, I just thought was so inspiring because here he's been podcasting for 15, 20 years, whatever. And you'd always hear him get so close to Christ, but did not go there. And it was just awesome to hear he's all in now. So
that is awesome. Yeah. You know, I followed off and on just a little bit through the years. Normally when I'm not podcasting, I like it very quiet. I just shut down the noise. I just, you know, use that time to just be still. But, So I'm excited about your event. I'm going to try really hard to get there. I'm just working out a couple of details. So I hope to see you there in person. Looking forward to learning more about your business also. Very interested in that.
That's my passion zone. I'm telling you, and you're asking, I just will go there. If you go to thrivetimeshow.com, if you're listening today, and I just want people to be very clear. There's no smoke and mirrors here. There's a company called tiptopcanine.com. I just saw them yesterday. I meet them every week. We've helped them grow their location. I want people to write these numbers down and think about it. Okay. They used to do $350,000 a year of total sales training dogs. And they'd been in business since, I think, 2001 when I met them. So we're talking about 14 years they've been in business. And we've helped them grow. Think about this, folks. From one location doing $350,000 a year. We helped them grow that location to the point where it's near $1 million company. But now they have 18 locations that they franchised. Mm-hmm. And the way I make money is I charge people $1,700 a month. I make $340 a month profit. Mm-hmm. And then most people, this is how we do it. Most clients become a non-equity partner. So with these guys, being very clear, you know, I get a small percentage of the growth. So let me give you another example. There's a guy named Ronnie Morales. I just saw him this weekend. And Ronnie and his wife, they've been clients for about a year. And again, we only take on 160 clients. So I know most of the clients. And he and his wife live in Texas. He's grown his business so far this year, 57% this year, which is huge if you're in the construction industry and you've been stuck for years. And I think about MLK Dentistry, Dr. Morrow. This guy's dentistry was stuck forever at the same number every year. Same expenses. Expenses are going up. Revenue's not going up. Just stuck. And this guy's like triple the size of his practice, MLK, a pediatric dentistry. That's his company. So I can go on and on listing these off, but that's what I get fired up about. And I hope that these events are that transformative. And again, I do business workshops every 2 months, and I've done that forever. And I never thought that God would ask me to. And again, it's like Nehemiah. I'm not taking a pause. You know, Nehemiah had to build the wall and fight. So I haven't stopped, you know, growing businesses. I just am doing that. Plus, I have my second job, which is a nonprofit, but it's a not profitable for-profit company is what it is. And so, you know, it's a wild time to be alive, but I'm meeting so many great people like you, Patty. And so I'm just honored you'd have me on your show today. I really am. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And everybody, if you're watching, you can see the links on the screen. If you're listening on the radio, you can go to my website. You'll be able to see all of the links. Clay, thank you so much. And I encourage everybody to try to, you know, look into going to the Reawaken America event. I think it's going to be really great and life-changing for you if you go. So thank you, Clay.
Thank you, Patty. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody out there. Have an amazing day and rest of your week. Until next time, I'll talk to you all later. Thanks, Clay.
Thank you for listening. Please head over to pattycatter.com for the latest updates on Patty, her talk show, and what she's up to. You can also find her on Amazon TV and Roku, and on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Patty Catter. Until next time. Updates on Patty, her talk show, and what she's up to. You can also find her on Amazon TV and Roku, and on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Patty Catter. Until next time.